This is it. The putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome this evening. You're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, where the focus is on knowledge, education, development, and training. At this point in time, I've had probably close to 200 podcasts, and each time I do a podcast, I like to give a shout out to Mr. David Wolf and his podcast team. Without their expertise and ability to put these productions together, these podcasts would not be possible. I also want to give special thanks to our sponsors, which are Patterson Dental, Henry Schein Dental, and Vocal Supply. Without their expertise and their support, my general dental practice would not be anywhere near as successful as it is, and I greatly appreciate their support, and I hope you listeners also do. Tonight, I wanted to speak to you a little bit about the difference between believers and achievers. It's estimated that 92% of all CEOs believe they're providing customer satisfaction. I've discussed this in past podcasts, but in actuality, less than 8% actually ever achieve real customer satisfaction in their business. When we look at the reason why so many of us in business are unsuccessful with their customer relationship, it basically revolves around what I refer to as the three Ds, which stand for design, deliver, and develop. Since most of our listeners are associated with the dental or medical health profession, when you're designing, whether it be your office, your reception room, your clinical operatories, what you should need and what you should be doing is keeping in mind your patient base, the selection of patients, the language of that patient, the socioeconomic status of the patient, the location of your office. All of these issues become critically important to lead to becoming an achiever rather than just a believer. And design means taking time to think out what you're trying to accomplish to give that customer or patient or client the best possible clinical and business results possible. What I refer to in Ascent Dental Care, my dental business, is you're always looking for better care, better results, and better training. These combinations will provide excellent patient satisfaction and ultimately allow your business to be more successful, not just clinically, but financially. The second D involves delivering. And in a dental office and in a medical office, you have basically three or four distinct departments. You have your administrative staff, you have your dental hygiene, and you have your clinical assistants. And then you may have IT, you may have HR, you may have management, which generally I will group under the administrative staff. Each one of these departments are critical that these employees be trained appropriately over and over again to make sure that your customer or patient gets tremendous satisfaction and results from their experience. The last D is develop. How do you reinvent and renew your patient experience over and over? In order to do this, you have to constantly consider changing what your clientele or patient base is looking for. For example, in my dental business, for the last maybe 7 years, I've expanded into what I refer to as Ascent Laser Aesthetics. It's basically a separate med spa, but for many of you dentists listening, there's no reason you can't incorporate many of these non-surgical med spa treatments into your own dental office. In my personal opinion, the easiest things to implement to start off are fillers, which are hyaluronic acid in either a heavy, medium, or light type of material for enhancement of the zygoma or cheek areas, the lips, the chin region, the jawline, to improve overall facial aesthetics by enhancing what we're all losing over time, and that's collagen and hyaluronic acid. These injections are typically well-suited for most dentists, and with some training and some time and effort, you can become experts, in my opinion, in the design and development and delivery of fillers. The other area are neuromodulators, often commonly referred to as Botox, which is the allergen trade name and probably was the first cosmetic neurotoxin available on the market to reduce or eliminate fine lines, wrinkles, or rhytides. The point is not to give a podcast on non-surgical aesthetics, but to institute these different areas into your practice, which are in most cases fee-for-service, elective in nature, and in tremendous demand, and in my opinion, again, complements the general dental practice or specialty dental practice in an excellent manner. We spend so much time designing veneers, crowns, smile lines, and many times that extra little 5 or 10% by adding some fillers in the vermilion border, outlining Cupid's bow, and increasing the volume of the vermilion border will give outstanding results. And in my opinion, many clients and patients are clamoring to get this kind of care and treatment. The real take home is to constantly develop. You must reinvent and renew your patient experience by offering new procedures and treatments. This will also keep your staff alert, keep them enthusiastic and engaged, which is critical. By not following the design, the delivery, and the development, your only other alternatives are more advertising, more salespeople, more acquisitions, more products, more gimmicks, and ultimately more waste. The key is to focus on these three Ds, to build your practice space, to increase the excitement to your team members, and ultimately provide better care, better service, and better results, not just to your team members, but to your most important asset, which are your patient base. I think this will pay off in a multitude of different ways, and it will also help position you as somewhat different than the other dentists up and down the street from your current office. If you take a look at other ways to improve, most of this can be found on one of my books called Your Tooth is Killing Me, which can be purchased on Amazon, where there are a number of different strategies and options for you to consider if you'd like to go into a little deeper depth. In order to design a winning proposition, suggestions for service providers are to experience and extend from time to time the first instance the patient comes in contact with your organization or office. And I cannot tell you over and over the critical aspect of the person or persons answering your phone. If they don't have a pat understanding of exactly what they're trying to accomplish, how they're trying to accomplish, and I can just tell you, you're losing enormous opportunities that will hurt you financially and will also hurt your client base. I would tell you, at 40 years of experience, over and over again, my personal experience is the individual or individuals answering that phone can make or break your day and your overall business success. I would tell you over and over again to consider recording how your team members are answering the phone and answering your client or patient's questions. And trust me when I tell you this, you'll be amazed. Most of the time, we as dentists are sitting in the back and we're providing clinical care and not necessarily paying attention to these details. But this is one detail that I cannot emphasize would be probably the easiest and simplest for you to correct. A simple example that I use when we role play in our own training, which takes place for between an hour and a half and 2 hours every week, is how do you answer the phone? Typically, we answer the phone is this is Mary. You're speaking to Ascent Dental Care. We're located in East Longmeadow in Longmeadow, Massachusetts. How may we help you? And from there, you go from what's their chief complaint? What are they interested in accomplishing? And then you schedule accordingly based on their clinical description of their issues or problems. For example, how long is the discomfort been? Is it a day, a week, or a month? From a pain level of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, 0 meaning no pain, what's the pain level? Is the problem upper, lower, right, left, front, or back? Is there a reason you're leaving your previous dentist? Is it because of fear, finances, a combination of both? All of these questions help screen so that that coordinator on the phone or scheduling coordinator can make the best and the most logical appointment time. If you're interested in additional information, like I said, you can get this information on my book, Your Tooth is Killing Me, which is on Amazon. I have 6 other books that also address the business and the clinical aspect of medicine and dentistry in particular. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. I can't thank you enough for listening to me. I appreciate your support. And again, a special shout out to our sponsors, Henry Schein, Patterson Dental, and Vocal. I want to thank you, and I look forward to speaking to you in the near future.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.